Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. You are listening to the number one real estate show to help you navigate through all your real estate challenges, financial challenges regarding your house. We've got experts in here to help you. Mega Pros is here. We got Lou from Apt here. We've got Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS radio answer man. I am here. We're going to help you any way you got. You have questions. You have any type of concerns. The phone number is the Mega Pros call and text line. 312-981-7200. That number again. 312-981-7200. Start the show every week with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, the Mega Pros call and text line. If you have pictures of any type of housing challenges, if you have pictures of any types of cracks in windows, cracks in cement, cracks in foundations, you have a texter, Joe, when you were on vacation and Jeremy was in here, sent a picture of their backsplash in a kitchen, and you helped them. We're going to talk about that
with the window tied in, and also last week even the deck. The deck. Do I replace it or do I?
The lady with the deck, and then also the gentleman with the barn. We're going to talk about all that later, but let's go around the horn and introduce everybody here on our fine show. We have Stephen A. Leahy, fresh off the Blackhawks win of the Team Hochberg Center Ice Suite yesterday.
What a great, of course, you know, David, what a great outfit. Your suite is awesome.
I know.
So it's
awesome.
It's
great.
Had some clients, had some friends. It was a lot of fun.
So Stephen was there. So that's Stephen A. Leahy.
There it is.
There it is.
I am the tax man.
Yeah. And if people want, you received a text message. And a call. We received a text message during the show and a follow-up phone call from a listener that you received in your office that you're going to be talking about in more in depth after the first break. Why don't you just tease our listeners what that question was, and we'll dive deep after the first break.
Well, it had to do with the tax lien, right? The guy found out that he had a tax lien. He's trying to refinance his house, and he has a tax lien. So how do you get rid of that? Because you're not going to get a loan with the tax lien. Is that right, David?
That is 100% correct. Until you satisfy the IRS, and there's ways, and down goes the camera. Okay, we have a bunch of cameras in here. It's never happened before. Not on
it's
my
haunted.
Watch. That's right. So you can go to Facebook, David Hochberg, Hochberg, and follow us. We're still working out all the kinks, so please be patient. Sometimes a camera falls over, like right then and there.
But it's live radio.
It's live radio. We're trying to get this all this technology worked out, $7,000 worth of technology worked out. So one of these days we will, and thank you to the engineering department here at WGN, and Mike and Erica, our interns here, trying to help us out. So if our listeners would like to reach you, how do they reach you?
Two ways. Go to, you can call me at 312-664-6649 if you have any questions. Sometimes people are reluctant to call if you're reluctant to call, go to freeirsbook.com, get yourself a copy of my book, and it answers a lot of questions, so you can get it right there for free.
And phone number one more time.
312-664-6649.
To your left and my right, if you're watching online, Facebook, David Hochberg, Hochberg, is Lou Battaglia from Apt. How are you, Lou?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Great. Little store in Glenview, small shop in Glenview.
we're struggling a little bit. We're trying to get bigger. No, it's a mega store. It's a unique place. If you haven't been there, please visit the store.
I will tell you this about Apt. I moved here with my family. I moved here as a 7-year-old boy. No, my dad got transferred out here, and I started first grade. And we moved to Des Plaines. And the first shop that we went into for Apt, and everybody's like, got to go to Apt. This is 40-some years ago, right? I'm 53, 45 years ago, 47 years ago. We went to the shop on Dempster, which is now a Korean grocery store. Yeah. And then they moved down the street around the corner off of Waukegan, which is now a doctor's office. Okay, you know, they knocked down something over there and built something over there, and then they built off of Milwaukee, and it's just a massive store. And we have purchased stuff. The Hochbergs have purchased whatever we needed in that store. They just bought the Zenith building, the old Zenith building, if everybody remembers that, on that off of 294.
Right off the tollway, yeah.
And dropped that, and they're going to use it for a new storage facility. And we just, our new house that we're building, we just purchased our new kitchens and whatever the hell else we needed from Apt. And I can't speak any highly than that. But you're in here to talk about the different things and products that Apt has to offer, and also talk about home automation.
That's correct.
Which is getting bigger and bigger and bigger when everything is now becoming computerized and electronic, and you can connect it through your iPhone, which
is
cool.
It is, yes. Everything is smart home related now. Everything is connected via voice, via phone, via app, and that's something we specialize in.
All right. So. And if our listeners would like to reach you during the show to leave a message and after the show to talk about products, how should they reach you?
Yeah, give me a ring at 847-544-2538 or lewatapp.com.
All right, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. I have to find your drop.
847-658-8989.
Now, I'm super excited because you and I had a coffee as we were walking over here.
Just because of that, you're excited?
Yes. Well, there's amazing. A lot of things I can't go into it on the radio, but you finally, we've been on WGN 6 weeks,
yep.
And we've been promoting helping our listeners, and we use the text line to help our listeners. And the first person that sent in, we already talked about the backsplash when Jeremy was in here. Hey, I'm having this challenge. I've got a backsplash in the kitchen. The window's getting this, that, and the other thing. Okay, so there's one. Number two was the listener with the deck that called in last week. That,
so Joe was here, and it was a question.
Well, hang on. I'm teasing. This is called a tease. I just want to throw these two, three things
well,
out.
You're teasing me. That's
I know.
Not proper.
Well, that's the whole point. And then we're going to come back later with how you helped all these listeners.
All right, I get it.
And then the barn, the guy that sent us the barn that had the question about the floor,
yes.
That you went out and met him with
so
your...
So me, Jeremy, and our wood wizard went out there.
And you had called Mr. Floor Igor before the show,
yes.
To talk to him about it as
right.
Well. So I'm super pumped about that. So about, I don't
so
know.
So we've got a barn of experts, and that's why this is working, right?
Yes.
So text us a picture, we can answer the question.
And I got a text message here from 630. Hey, David, since you always are saying how much better you are than the Rocket Mortgage, why don't you get a Super Bowl ad like they always have? Because I don't want to charge you $11,000 to $12,000 worth of closing costs like they do. That's why. I try to keep my closing costs down. So, yeah, I could purchase a Super Bowl ad, but then I'd have to charge you $12,000 to $15,000 worth of closing costs like they do instead of the regular closing costs like we do. There you go. There's the answer to that question, 630. Thanks for participating. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are blowing up. Conrad in Oswego. Paul in Chicago. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. We're going to get to your calls.
Hear the music?
After. Yeah.
Sweet home, Chicago.
We're going to get to your calls after these messages. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com.
Baby, don't you want to go?
I wasn't expecting a little tease for WGN News. Sorry about that.
Who did that?
312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line 219. Very funny. I can't say what you wrote there on the air, but very funny. Did Apt start in a storefront on Diversey?
It did. Yes,
it did. Gosh.
That is correct.
40 years ago.
That's no.
No, more than that.
84 years ago. Exactly.
It's an unbelievable story.
Did you hear the most expensive TV that Apt sold last year?
Was it that $120,000?
$160,000.
Yeah, I saw that right outside the design center, the kitchen design center by the waterfall in the center.
I'll give you 5% off.
5% off. You're such a sport.
He needs one.
I'll wait till next year. It'll be 30% off.
I need two of them. That's the problem. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Conrad in Oswego. How can we help you, buddy?
Yes, I got a new furnace, and I got a fiberglass filter with it. Are those fiberglass air filters better than the pleated ones?
That's a great question for Dykstra Home Services. I'm going to give you their phone number. 800. Are you ready?
Hold it, sir.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about it. We got an hour and 40 minutes.
Well, wait a second. Maybe Dexter could call in if you're listening.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, if you're on, if you're out there and you could, and you could call us in with a question for Conrad's, with an answer to Conrad's question, give us a call. Joe?
Here, can I help Conrad? So your question is either paper or fiberglass. Is that correct?
Well, he
no,
said...
it's a fiberglass filter, right. And is it better than the pleated filters?
So it came, his new furnace came with a fiberglass filter, and he would like
yes.
to know if the fiberglass is that came with the new furnace
right.
is better than okay. the paper filter.
So yes, than the pleated ones.
The pleated
we will
filter.
Get you an answer.
We will get you an answer. Is that Rich Dykstra on the phone? Ashley, no? Okay, Ashley Bynum working the phones vigorously. But I'm going to give you a phone number. Hang tight. I guarantee you that they're going to call in the next hour and 40 minutes with the answer to that question, Conrad, okay?
Okay.
But I'm going to give you their phone number so you could call them and set something up with them, all right? 800. Are you ready to write?
Yes, sir.
1-800-421-3220, okay?
3220.
Yes, sir. And do you have hardwood floors in your house, Conrad?
Yes.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. Hang on, Sammy's going to pick you up. Thanks for calling, bud. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Send us your questions, send us your pictures, whatever you have. We should add a tax appeal attorney to our team, 630. I agree with you, Stephen A. Leahy. How do you feel about that?
You think she's going to be there?
I think we're going to do some tax... property tax. I'm the tax guy.
Yep.
Okay.
He
so
just
step
figured
up.
It out. He just right. figured yeah. it out. In the
yeah,
last
thanks
few
for
minutes.
Pointing that out to us. We didn't know that. Line two, Paul from Chicago. Hello. How can we help you?
I think that's me, Carl from 815.
Oh, okay. Paul from 815. Nice job, Sammy. It's good, it here, Paul from Chicago.
Good enough. I'm on the verge of retirement. I have a pretty substantial net worth. I'm going to be selling my current home and buying another home. I'm going to be needing a mortgage, probably north of 50% loan to value.
Okay.
Given that I'm retiring and my earned income will return to zero from the old days.
Why zero?
Even though I have a substantial net worth currently tied up mostly in what they call qualified, so right. 401k IRA. How do I get a mortgage?
You set up a stream of income off your retirement, and then we can get you a mortgage. The other option is you take out a reverse mortgage where you could defer the mortgage payment and not have to make the mortgage payment if you don't want to, and use that money that you are not paying in the mortgage to cover your taxes and insurance and other things that you would want to put that money towards and extend your retirement assets out. We're doing a ton of them. How old are you?
64.
All right, is there a co-borrower with you, or is it just you, Paul?
Married, you know, filing jointly. Yeah.
You sound so it's a solid relationship. It sounds like on the radio here. So,
37 years of bliss.
There you go. How old is she?
62.
Okay, so it's based off the younger of the two borrowers. You could use a reverse mortgage to buy a home at 50% loan to value. So we could help you secure a mortgage based upon income that we set up off of your retirement accounts. The $2,000, the $2 million you said you had in your accounts. And away we go. Piece of cake. It's really not that difficult. There's nothing to worry about, Paul.
I like to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have hardwood floors?
Yes.
All right. We're going to send you a hardwood floor cleaner. Do you want to ask Paul a question?
I do not.
Okay. But you will reserve the time. My God. Look at that official answer. Hang on, Paul. Hang on.
I'm an attorney, you know.
I know you are. He's dressed up in
a tax man. He just told
tax me he's an attorney, and he's running stairs tomorrow. All right, hang on, Paul. We're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaner. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line out to Lombard. How are you?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. How are you?
Oh, okay. You didn't say rough. The house next door has been in receivership, and my wife goes on the computer, and there is no information on what the price is outside of the original price was $161,000 years ago.
Okay.
And I just wonder, who do we talk to about this house? I mean, we're scared stiff that there's too many houses in Lombard that are up for sale, for foreclosure.
In Lombard?
And we're trying to understand. Yes, sir.
Really?
There's 30 of them on Grace Street where I live.
Well, maybe it's you. You ever think? I'm only kidding, Rob. Yeah. So
foreclosures are coming back.
What, in Lombard?
Well, everywhere, because of it's really a property tax problem.
Oh, you think?
Know? Yes, and
I
so,
know.
Yeah, well, I know you know.
So hang on. Is your name Resch or Ralph?
Ralph. R-A-L-P-H.
I got it. Okay, so you have. How much are the houses around your area? I didn't know that there was such a major problem with foreclosures.
I didn't either.
In Lombard.
They say my house is worth $300,000, okay?
Wow, and those and the other houses that are going into foreclosure are in the same price range?
No. I can't tell you for sure because I haven't investigated all of them.
Right.
But I know the one next door, I'm scared to death about why he lost it first and what it's worth, and I don't know who I'm going to get for a neighbor.
I understand that, but what do you recommend, Taxman?
Well, obviously, it's gone through foreclosure. It's already been sold at the auction. Is that what you're telling us?
The computer says it's bank-owned.
Okay, so that's what happens. So, right? Generally, in a foreclosure, what happens is the bank buys it at the auction, and so then the bank owns it. Then they go through what they call REO, the real estate owned, and they usually get some a realtor. It takes some time for them to get it on the market. Sometimes they won't market it right away because of the values, right? If they put too many on the market, then it affects the value of homes, even your home.
And so, yeah, well, it shocked me that I've been here. We were 43 years in our old home, and now we're in here 4 years, and we don't like to move.
Well, that's weird.
Well,
here, I will tell all of our listeners out there, Ralph, there's a way to find out.
Who owns
David
it?
Schluter is a real estate mm-hmm. attorney on the show. This is his area mm-hmm. of expertise. We can get you in touch with David Schluter, and he could help you, okay? And try to navigate through your challenge there, right, of the uncertainty of not knowing who is next to you, okay? And I'm looking up David Schluter's number here. You could go to WGNDavid.com, and all of the contact information of all of the sponsors of the show, all the experts on the show, are on that webpage, okay? So we will get you that. And for all the other listeners out there who are having challenges, instead of letting your home go into foreclosure, there's a company that's going to be in studio next weekend called House 10. Doug Robinson is the contact. Mm-hmm. It's 866-HOUSE-10, 866-468-7310. Do not let your house go into foreclosure. You could get out of it before the house goes into foreclosure.
Well, you know I help people in foreclosure.
I know you do.
Yeah. So if you, but that's the great advice is not let, you know, do something. Too many people don't do anything. But like you're talking about who lives next door, it's in the deed. Dave Schluter can help you with that. Find out who's next door because it's on the deed.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to do. I can't find Dave's number, but we're going to put you on hold and find Dave's number and then get it to you during the break, okay, Ralph? Is that cool?
All right, sir.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaner there, Ralph. Mr. Floor, it's outstanding. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. David, I live in Lombard. No issue with foreclosure in this area. Daniel, okay, Caldwell Banker.
I have not heard that.
I have not heard that. Maybe it's just the specific area.
I like Lombard.
Yeah, I mean, Lombard's great.
I think they're going up, but not that much. I don't know if 30 on one street, it seems like a lot. That seems like the old days in Joliet, you know?
07, 08. Yeah, 07, 08. Romeoville, yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
That was a nightmare, too.
Yes.
Okay, so the market's back. Matt O'Shea, alderman of the 19th Aldermatic Ward. I accidentally typed in 10th Aldermatic Ward, which is Hegwisch, which I should know better because I worked in Hegwisch for a number of years. I got lambasted. We sent out like 25,000 email blasts letting people know about the show. And everybody's like, idiot, he's the 19th ward alderman in Mount Greenwood. I'm like, for love of God, I got fat fingers, okay? I'm sorry. I typed 10 instead of 9. They're right next to each other. Cut the man some slack. So we got Gary Novell coming up. We're going to be talking to Lou from App. We got MegaPros Joe. We got the IRS tax man. If you got any mortgage questions, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The text line's blowing up. Phone lines are blowing up. We're going to be talking about buying bulletproof vests for our police officers in Chicago, which is ridiculous that they have to buy their own bulletproof vests. But Alderman O'Shea is having a fundraiser tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text line. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. On WGN, we're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call and text line, 312-981-7200. Matt O'Shea, the alderman of the 19th Aldermanic Ward, is going to be coming up talking about his pancake breakfast and what he does for the fine men and women of the Chicago Police Department to help protect them and save their lives. Let's go around the horn real quick. Joe, if our listeners want to reach MegaPros, Joe at MegaPros.
847-658-8989.
Lou, if our listeners want to get a hold of you at APT.
847-544-2538.
Stephen A. Lay, if our listeners want to get a hold of you at APT.
At APT.
I'm kidding. As you're shopping at APT, buying the TV.
Dave, people, he's a tax man.
People, yeah,
don't be making fun of me, Joe.
If our listeners want to reach you in your downtown swanky office off of Michigan Avenue.
312-664-6649.
All right, out to Gary Novell. Gary Novell, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, David. Hi, everybody.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, Gary. No, that's Gary.
That's Gary.
Wait, I'm Gary. That's David. Gary.
Yeah, you got a listener. Great email question from a listener about joint names, similar names, rolling up on separate credit reports. Can you go into a little more detail to help our other listeners out that this has happened to?
Sure. I actually got a call this week from a big fan of the show, and she was telling me that she was out car shopping, and when the finance company pulled her credit report, not only was her credit showing, but the credit for her twin brother was also showing that completely crushed her credit scores. And that's not good when trying to get any type of a loan. And like most people in this type of situation, she was in a panic, not knowing the first thing what to do and how to get this corrected. And this is what's called a mixed credit file, and it's not really uncommon to see. But you would think something like this could not happen because of different names, addresses, social security numbers, and birthdays would all be different and would prevent this problem from happening. But here we are talking about Jane and James, the same last name, social security number is sequentially one digit off, same birthdays, and similar addresses from when they both lived at home. All this contributed to the problem, a perfect storm, so to speak. Well, the guru came to her rescue, provided her with the phone number to call the credit bureau and actually get someone live on the phone, and gave her a script to follow so she knew exactly what to say and how to explain the problem clearly. Once the rep at the bureau got in her file and saw the mix-up, I also suggested her to ask to have a Do Not Confuse flag added to her file to prevent this from happening again. It's pretty funny because the rep at the credit bureau asked her how she even knew about this product. Adding this puts another layer of verification the computer looks at to separate the two people's credit before being released to the creditor. While she was doing that, I checked her credit with the other two credit bureaus to confirm that they were showing her correct information only. Just like I spoke a few weeks ago with the deceased messages showing up on credit reports, there can be more problems with your report than just having below average credit. For any questions on this type of situation or about your credit, never hesitate to call me at 630-624-9557. As we all like to say here, we can't help if you don't call. The number again is 630-624-9557.
Great, great, great information.
And David, you know, that email that you got from the listener that saw the schedule for the show yesterday,
yes.
He was lucky that his sister had good credit.
Yeah.
Because 99% of the time that this happens, it's always bad credit that shows up on the good credit report that causes the problem.
Gary's talking about, we sent out an email blast that everybody was criticizing me that Alderman O'Shea is in the 19th district, not the 10. And if you look at your keyboard, you will see that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I accidentally hit the wrong button and got inundated with fans of Alderman O'Shea. My God. Mr. Big Shot in Mount Greenwood.
Well, they stick up for him.
Obviously. You know, hey, it's a 19. What's wrong with you? Both of them are going to get over there and beat your head. So a listener, gentleman, emailed back, said it happened to him, the same topic that happened with Gary, and thank God that his sister, he rolled up on his sister, and it actually helped his credit.
Yeah.
I said, thank God that your sister had good credit, and you're the bust out, because, you know, the tide rises all ships. So it actually benefited him, but it could have gone the other way. So you have to be careful. And if our listeners want to put a block on their credit, how do they do it?
What do you mean a credit freeze?
Yeah,
what do you mean a block?
No confusion?
What you just said in order so it doesn't, you know, what was that extra layer?
Well, somebody has that problem and they with a mixed credit file like that and they contact the credit bureaus, you specifically have to request, it's called a do not confuse flag that the bureau will add to your report. So then every time somebody pulls your credit report, the computer goes through an extra layer of verification to make sure all the credit that's being released is under the correct person's Social Security.
It's that simple. Do not confuse.
You can use that, David.
I need to use that every day I get up.
I should have that on your keyboard.
I should send an email, do not confuse.
Do not confuse. Right,
especially when having Alderman Matt O'Shea in here.
Exactly.
Do not confuse the 10th Automatic District Ward with the 19th. But, all right, Gary, thank you. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, bud?
630-624-9557. Like I say, there's more problems you can have with your credit than not having good credit.
Well, look at that. They put that on a bumper sticker. All right, 630-624-9557. Gary Novell, best in the business. Thanks for calling, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. Does Apt have electric carts like a grocery store for customers who have difficulty walking?
Yes, we have plenty of them.
I've seen them.
Plenty of carts.
It's very cool.
Probably fancy, too.
Probably can't get that 100-inch in the car.
No, I'll carry it out to your car.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They've got guys for that.
Yes, we do.
So let's talk about home automation. Let's talk about, real quick, before the break, before we get over to Matt O'Shea to talk about very important topic, protecting our police officers that are walking around with outdated bulletproof vests that they have to buy. Right. And a texter sent in a text here, Alderman, 708, they get a uniform allowance for vests in Chicago, which I just want you to simmer there for like 7 or 8 minutes and let your white face turn red and let smoke come out of your ears, because I'm sure that frosts you. 312-981-7200, because I'm frosted just reading that. 312-981-7200. So what can our listeners that are thinking about doing a basement, okay, a man cave per se, or a woman cave per se, what can you get it done for $2,500?
You can get something good in there for $2,500. I mean, that's kind of where it starts, to get a good speaker system where you have a wired speaker system where it's still dynamic, still room filling, a good looking, you know, 60-inch TV. That's where I would say it starts. It starts there to get something, you know, solid.
What does 10 grand get you?
10 grand can get you then a projector, more of a real home theater speaker. Something that's a little bit more substantial, something a little more oomph. So that would be that next step up. And that's when we get into talking about real home theaters where it's a true media room.
$25,000.
25 grand, then we're getting to, you know, a full 4K projector with great color depth, great motion, you know, that looks bright, that looks vivid. Even a better speaker that now can handle more power, more output with less distortion. Yeah, I mean, that's really where then it really gets going.
The listeners that come into Apt on Milwaukee in Glenview.
Yes.
What is the typical investment that listeners make when they're redoing a basement to turn it into a man or woman cave?
I would say if we're just looking at a basement media room or home theater, we have orders that start out going around from 5 grand up to 50 grand. I mean, we sell some really substantial home theater gear. But that's what's great about our store. We have literally every different level, from the entry-level gear to, you know, all the way to the top-of-the-line flagship-level product that made a lot of these audio companies famous.
Alderman O'Shea is a huge Notre Dame fan because he's from Mount Greenwood, and everybody in Mount Greenwood is a huge Notre Dame fan.
Yes.
He was speaking off here. He's got about $85,000 he'd like to invest in it, in his basement. What can our listeners like Alderman O'Shea that have $85,000 to $100,000, and I'm joking, all the auditors out there, he's like, I'm out of here. No, if you want to go crazy and build out a theater room where you have the leather chairs and the leather couches with the ice makers in them, or the cooling stands where you can put your drink and your drink stays cold or hot, and the wine holders. I've seen some crazy pictures. Listen, I'm building a house. My wife's wanting all this. I'm like, no. Nice picture. No.
I think she needs it.
No. Yeah.
I think she needs it.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. Right. You want to throw it in? It'll be great.
I'm sure
she needs another 8 grand here, another 2 grand there. Next thing you know, it's a lot of grand. But I want you to think about that, because we're going to get to Alderman O'Shea I want to talk about designing home theaters. Yes. I want to talk about home automation, because that's the way to go. You get an app on your phone. You can turn lights off in every single room. You could drop shades. It's crazy. So if you got pictures of your basement you'd like us to check out or any type of home improvement challenges, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to be talking about bulletproof vests after these messages. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm going to bring Rich Dykstra up here, one of our sponsors. Rich, we had a listener call in. Talk about there's a fiberglass
filter.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me take this.
Go ahead.
Rich, did you hear the call?
No, I didn't. Right, my son did, and he told me get on the phone.
All right, there you go. So he called in. He got a new furnace that had a fiberglass one in, a filter in it, and now he's wondering if he can change to paper or
which is better.
Which is better?
The pleated. If you go with the cheapest pleated filter, that's a lot better than the fiberglass.
There you go.
You don't want to go with the $15 hypoallergenic. They're too tight, and it restricts the air too much.
Huh.
We really like those in the summertime, because then the unit ices up and they need a service call.
Yeah,
well, no, I understand. So
you don't want to use the real tight pleated filters. Okay. You don't want to use
those. That was my garage band name in high school. Pleated real tight. Filter? No, real tight.
No, probably pleated filter.
Well, that was my filter. Second band. I got kicked out of the real tight, and I went to the pleated filters. Yeah, and we killed it. So, Rich, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, buddy?
1-800-421-3220.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And tell your son thanks for listening. And you can download a podcast of the show if you'd like at WGNDavid.com. Talk to you later, brother. 312-981.
You got a question? You get an answer.
You get an answer. We're here. All right, so I got Alderman O'Shea in here in the 19th Aldermatic Ward, not the 10th. All right, back off. Give me a little break here. It's Friday at 3 o'clock and people are hammering on me. You've been hosting this breakfast for the past 5 years.
Yes, sir.
This is the 6th year. Okay. Last year, and it's tomorrow, from when to when? I can't find it on the sheet here. I highlighted it. I can't find it. When is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. till noon at St. John Fisher School out on the southwest side.
102-102-10 South Washtenaw Avenue.
Yes, sir.
From 8 to 12. You raised 34 G's last year. Let's talk about this initiative that you've gotten behind. What made you get involved in this initiative of helping the police officers, the men and women that walk the streets of Chicago, which are dangerous streets of Chicago, and they're getting more dangerous? I won't even go into the political stuff. You can vote on March 17th if you don't like the way things are, and I encourage you to do that. But the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, a lot of our listeners don't realize, have to buy their own vests. And what's your comment for the texter here that they get a uniform allowance to cover some of the investment in protecting their lives?
Tell that to Jim Mullen, a Chicago police officer shot in 1996, rendered a quadriplegic.
True. Yeah. So there you go, 630. So there's a website. I want to pump this website out that our listeners could go to. It's CPD, Chicago Police Department, C as in Charlie, C as Chicago, P as in Police, D Department, memorial.org.
That was really good, David.
That was good. It took
CPDmemorial.org.
I've been practicing for 45 minutes, Alderman. Watch it. I could turn that mic off just as fast as I turned it on. It's CPDmemorial.org. Our producer, Sammy and Ashley, went there. I gave my credit card. And I donated. And how much buys a vest?
$650 will outfit a Chicago police officer with a life-saving piece of equipment.
And thumbs up, thumbs down, Sammy. The credit card went through, Ashley and Sam. So I just went there. A Chicago police officer will be getting a new vest, because I just went to cpdmemorial.org and donated $650, so your organization could go buy them a vest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I think what you do, Joe is asking questions about what the life of a vest. What was the question that you guys were talking about?
No, that I found interesting. When you were saying, you know, even now you say you get a uniform allowance or whatever. I wasn't aware that bulletproof vests deteriorate after 5 years,
you said? Yes, sir. So all Chicago police officers, when they graduate from the academy, they're issued a vest. A vest doesn't last forever. Fibers break down, perspiration, heat, the way the vest could be stored, if it takes on some sort of an impact. So the life of a bulletproof vest is about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus body styles change. Like guys like me, I came out of college real skinny. I put on all this muscle now, so that as you could tell, I know you're looking at me going, "Man, you're really, really thick."
I thought you had a bulletproof vest on right now.
I'm wearing one right now. Yes, it looks it. No, but you know, you graduate the academy, you're in great shape. Life happens. You get married, kids. Body styles change. You put on a little weight. You lose a little weight. You put on a little muscle. You lose a little muscle. So body styles change. And then you were saying, The tactical guys and gals on the SWAT team need higher what coded quality
vests.
You know,
those vests run $2,000-$2,500.
Wow. So think about that.
You talk a little bit about the difference, not only bullets, because we were talking about in traffic accidents how much it helps the police officers, right?
Just a few weeks ago, an officer was involved in an automobile accident on the job responding to a call and suffered 6 broken ribs. And the doctors at Northwestern said, had he not had his vest on, his internal injuries would have been significantly more. So
you don't think about it. It's like, exactly. So not only the bullets, it's like it's such a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are the men and women, how many vests have you bought, has your organization purchased for the Chicago police officers on the beat?
So in 2014, Phil Klein, Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, kicked off this initiative when it was identified that thousands and thousands of officers were wearing outdated vests. Since that time, the Memorial Foundation has spent more than $3 million replacing 9,000 vests. As we speak today, we have about 4,000 to go. Moving forward, we hope to be able to replace 500 a year. That will keep us in line, making our officers safe.
Awesome. Mm,
God bless you. I wouldn't even have thought of that, of the vest going bad over time, right?
And a bulletproof vest is the most reliable form of defense for a police officer.
And I like that I'm going to give you $650 and I get a vest.
You don't get a vest.
You get a vest. Everybody gets a vest.
It'll be a little funny. You walking around in a bulletproof. You'll probably get taken down by the cops.
I think it's actually a good idea for me to have a vest. That's a whole nother
story. The way you drive.
Right. But what I'm saying is that 100% of what I give you buys a vest, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm proud of that, and I proudly contribute.
CPDmemorial.org, CPD for Chicago Police Department. See what I did there, Alderman? CPDmemorial.org. You could go there. It's very simple. You give $5. You give $6. You give $100, whatever you want. And I'll tell you what else people should do. What I do is when you see a police officer, a police woman or a police man, you go up to them and you say thank you. And
absolutely,
I don't care if it's Chicago,
absolutely,
if it's county, if it's Park District,
absolutely,
if it's state. You go up to them and you say thank you. You know what else you should probably do? Is buy them that meal when they're in front of you, right? As you're paying, and they'll be like, no. And you say it's too late.
Insist on it.
It's the least you could do.
I agree.
Okay? Tell you what. If somebody's breaking into my house while I'm in my underpants on the special occasion that I wear underpants when I'm sleeping, and I call the Northbrook PD to like, hey, somebody's breaking into my house, they're there in under 2 minutes. And they're coming in not knowing what they're... And this is not just Northbrook. It's Chicago. It's all the other police officers.
But they have no idea what you're wearing.
No idea what they're walking into.
Exactly.
Well, at that time, I tried to like put a towel around me. But
exactly.
I'm just saying. So, Alderman, if our listeners want to contribute, we got a couple of seconds here. But we got 20 seconds. Where do they go?
Go to cpdmemorial.org, or if you're around tomorrow, head out to the South Side. Join us at our 6th annual Get Behind the Vest Pancake Breakfast.
All right. It's $5 per person. Family, $25. Big families on the South Side, you could go have a pancake breakfast for $25.
Yes.
All right. We're going to plug this throughout the show. Thanks for coming in. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN, 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. Be right back after these messages.
Take to the land of California.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts of previous show. Also, if you want to donate money like I did to buy a vest, like I did, I donated enough money, $650 to buy a vest, Alderman. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You go to CPD, Chicago Police Department, C for Chicago P Police, D Department, memorial.org. They'll take whatever you can give them. Out to Geneva. Angela, you've been hanging out for a long time. Let's get to you, and then we'll get over to Stephen A. Leahy. You had a question about trusts and wills. How can we help you?
Exactly. So I have a will, and my children are the beneficiaries. And then I had heard that if something was to happen to me, even though I had a will, it would still have to go through probate in order for them to access any of my funds. Do I need a trust as well as having a will?
Stephen?
Well, I'm going to answer that because I listened to Dave Schluter, and Dave Schluter was talking about that, about getting a trust instead of a will, and how many wills now are going through probate, and now the avenue seems to be a trust rather than a will. And so it's not that much more complicated than a will, but again, I listened to David Schluter, and that's who I would contact if I had a question about a will or a trust. That's the guy to talk to.
Angela, I'm going to give you his phone number, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Go ahead. Yep.
630-285-5300.
5300. And would you spell the last name?
Sure. S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. So do me a favor. Okay. I want to make sure you have it right because you waited for like an hour on the phone there. What phone number do you have?
630-285-5300.
And spell the last name quick.
S-E-H-L-U-T-E-R.
Close. S-E-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. David is his name. He's great. We're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaners, okay?
And he knows what he's talking about.
Great.
Hang on, Angela.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on, Angela.
Okay.
Angela, Dave Schluter did my family's, and he did the same thing you're talking about, Steve. You called it a pour over trust.
It's a pour over trust in that it pours over when you pass, everything pours into this to the trust.
And David Schluter made it so easy to deal with him. I'm telling you, he's the nicest lawyer I've ever met. But well, I don't know about you. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, he's sitting right there. He's like 6 feet away
but
from you.
David Schluter is sweeter than you. You know, for some
okay, I'll grant that to you.
How about all this? Right. David Schluter is the sweetest and nicest trust and will estate planning attorney, and Stephen A. Leahy is the sweetest and nicest.
I wouldn't call me sweet. I think you're right. I'm not that sweet.
You're not that sweet. David Schluter is sweet.
All right. We got a text message here, Stephen, from 224. I'm trying to buy a business. Where can I get a loan for that? You got to go to a local bank, try to get an SBA loan. Also, I need an LLC. How are my taxes set up on that? Do I pay taxes on the net income? How does that work, Stephen A. Leahy?
Well, that's a good question because I got a question about that too. You know, should I be a sole proprietor or what should I do? My advice to people is never be a sole proprietor and also never be a single member LLC. And this is why. There's three reasons why. First, you want limited liability, and an LLC will give you the limited liability. But the second thing is to lower your tax obligations. One way to lower your tax obligations is to get away from the self-employment tax. What people don't understand is the people who pay the most taxes in our society are sole proprietor, people who run their own business. They pay the most taxes because they don't plan, right? So if I'm a sole proprietor, I'm going to pay income tax on the money I make, but plus I'm going to pay a self-employment tax. And this is the Social Security Medicare that as an employee pays, but as an employee I only pay half and then my employer pays the other half. So I pay less taxes than a sole proprietor. So I would always recommend you can be an LLC, but then be a subchapter S, and never take business expenses on your personal tax return. Have a separate entity, so a subchapter S corporation, subchapter S LLC, and that entity has its own tax return. That's what I would say.
Phone number our listeners can 312-664-6649. One more time.
312-664-6649.
Say it sweeter. Say it sweeter.
We're going to take a quick break. Hang tight. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros. Call the text line. We're going to be right back. Lady, don't you wanna go?
Sweet home, Chicago.
to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Thank you to all the texters that support our cause here to get police vests for the police officers. I am the 954 texter. I am the same David Hochberg that went to Maine East. Thanks for listening in Florida. There, another texter, 630, Zillow, the 71 homes in Lombard that are either auction or foreclosed or in foreclosure, which completely blows my mind. Great work, 312, on raising money for vests, but all the tax we pay in the city should, we should be ashamed that this is even an issue. Would you agree with that, Alderman?
You know, it's a collective bargaining agreement between the FOP and the city. It's not being addressed,
right.
So we're addressing it as the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation.
Absolutely. 507, I really appreciate your support, Chicago police officers. I am an officer in Minnesota, and support for law enforcement is greatly appreciated. And you were telling a story during the break, and we got this email here. I just want to throw this out there from Mary Ellen. Apt is the best appliance store I have ever used. I started using Apt for a couple of my income properties as well as my home 5 years ago. The ease of ordering, delivering, and installation is second to none. I shop local and online and find what I want when I call Apt to order. So that's great. Competitive pricing, free shipping, removal of old appliances, along with superb insulation, and great service on their extended warranties. Make them a one-stop shop. No reason to go anywhere else. And zero interest for 12 months makes them a 10 in my eyes. And you were talking with Lou on the way out because you were about ready to leave, and you told a great story. You went to a big box store that rhymes with Best Buy. And tell that story real quick, because I know you got to jump.
Several years ago, we bought a house, and you know, the appliances in the house were old and needed to be replaced. So I was all excited. I got up early, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, 5 in the morning, and I went to this big box and picked out a refrigerator, dishwasher, and stove, and got what I thought was a terrific price. And then was talking to a neighbor who said, you know, you should really check out Apt. So he actually gave me a salesman of
everybody's got a guy at Apt
who he had worked with, and I called the gentleman, and within 5 minutes on the phone, what I got that I thought was a great price from this big box, I saved nearly $800, a newer model,
yeah,
an upgrade, and the big box was going to deliver it in 3.5 weeks. Apt delivered it 2 days later.
Right, 2 days.
And hauled out what I had. Mm-hmm. And every experience since, that's where we go.
Right.
We need a new washer, dryer, television, whatever. Very professional, competitive pricing. Just great to work with.
There you go. You have
thank
the,
you.
You have the 19th ward, not the 10th ward. Because if you say the 10th ward, you're going to get emails, Lou. Okay,
I'm so, going to email you anyway, dude.
Don't do that. Okay, because they protect the alderman, for the love of God. He won like 97-3 against some knucklehead that decided to run against him, which was like running into the wall. But if our listeners out there, and that's Mount Greenwood, you know, which is the far southwest side of Chicago, where all the Chicago firemen and police officers live, and a number of other businesses and business owners and residents live out there. But it's heavy concentration of Chicago Fire and Chicago Police because it's the southwest corner of the city. And just like up by Cumberland by the airport is where the north side guys live and the men and women live that are CPD and CFD if they want to stay on the northern part of the city and not go to the suburbs because you have to live in Chicago to work for
a lot of Flanagans, a lot of Dohertys, right?
Yeah,
quite a few.
Yeah, not a lot of Goldbergs and Schwartzes.
You got
out there.
No Goldbergs.
Yeah, yeah, you get a good corned beef sandwich, but not from a kosher deli.
It's a different kind of
corned
beef.
It's a different kind of corned beef.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of cabbage, you know, not a lot of potato pancakes, but it's all right. You know, corned beef is corned beef.
No, that's a great area, though.
It's a great area. It's a great area. So Alderman schlepped all the way from Mount Greenwood, which has got to be 30-some miles away, and you're passing hundreds of appliance and electronics store on 294 heading to Apt, and you guys hear that all the time.
We do. I mean, it's worth the drive because we truly care about our customers. We always say we really appreciate your business. It's a unique store. There's no other place like it in this country, so it's worth making the trek there, and we're going to take care of you all the way.
And our listeners that are planning a basement, are planning a house, are planning a remodel, Joe. I mean, you get...
We refer to you all the time. I told you that. I would like to develop a singular relationship with one of your sales.
Professional.
Please, right. Yes.
Because he's got a lot of singular relationships. But just want to clarify that.
It's Joe Hochul. Singular relationship.
Right. But it's important. Talk about, you know, Joe, talk about how important it is to get in with a designer like Lou at Apt when you're designing a new kitchen if you want to put speakers in, a new bedroom if you want to put a TV in, if you want to put speakers in, if you're doing a basement or you're doing outside. Well, a lot of individuals, a lot of our listeners are doing a ton of money outside as well.
The serviceability is number one, and that our customers could depend on. You're going to get there on time, and you're not going to haggle with price, right? So they can trust you on the way in the door. I did not know that you can do the furnishing and everything for that home theater thing.
We do. I mean, so everything from design and engineering to, of course, the audio video product itself, but we carry everything now. We have furniture, we have mattresses, we have, you know, if it plugs into a wall, odds are that we carry it. And that's something that we pride ourselves on, is our product selection. It's mm-hmm. incredible. But like what you talked about, the key is planning, is getting us involved. We're like any other trade. When you're building a house, we should be involved, you know, as soon as the plans are done and are designed, because it's still a very much wired world in this industry. You're still pulling wires for every TV. You're still pulling wires for speakers. You're still pulling wires for, you know, data access points and networking. So that's crucial in a house, whether it's 1,000 square feet or 10,000 square feet, is getting us involved at the right time.
How important right now, how big? Like, I'm building this house, so I have, we just went through that, we're sealing up the walls, we're doing all this stuff. And we have these motorized shades, because there are some windows, if we're out, that we want to be able to go on an app, push a button,
of course, and
the shades come down. But of course. Of course. No, I saw it in a magazine, I'm like, well, that's cool.
We know how you dress.
I know how I dress. Well, that's a whole nother story. But If our listeners are trying to put that sort of technology into their house, how easy is it to install that type of technology on their cell phone, on their Samsung or on their Apple device, whatever Android or whatever device, and push a button and turn the lights down in the kid's bedroom? You know, you push a button to make sure the lights are off in the basement, because I have a light in the back of my basement that's always on, that drives me crazy, because for some reason, kids nowadays can't turn a light off. How easy is it to install an app on your phone to handle all of the automation in a house?
Super easy, as long as it's, you know, planned out well. So right. Whether it's motorized shades or a full lighting control system, the beauty of all that stuff is, whether I'm using the app on my phone or my tablet, or I'm using voice control now, which is becoming so popular, it's all there. It's right there for you. So you could say turn off basement, or turn off kids room one, or turn off master bedroom. And yes, all the lights will go off in the room. All the shades will go down. It's all completely automated, and it's all but done with one touch of the button or your voice,
right?
For that matter.
I've got a get ready mode. You know what I mean?
I want to make me a sandwich app.
Yeah, well, all that's there.
We got smart connected appliances, so I can
Alexa, call the wife. Make me a sandwich.
It's called a wife.
Not at my house. It's not safe.
Stephen A. Leahy, send all your emails and text messages directly to Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS tax man.
Dude, what? Are you serious?
Okay, you
that's
know how
ridiculous.
We get out of
that? That wouldn't work at my house.
She's not listening.
I'll tell you, she's not listening. There's millions of other people. You
know, I'll never get another sandwich again.
You know how you get out of that? Because now everybody's not feeling good.
That's what you're going to be singing, by
you're going to be making your own sandwiches.
It's a joke.
Oh, I'm sure she's cracking up in her kitchen. I'm sure she's just breaking out right now in laughter. Oh, yeah. Here's your sandwich. Remember that Soprano episode? Here's your sandwich, sweetheart. 312-981. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, here's your sandwich. 312-981-7200. And just a programming notice. Sammy, we got time real quick to do those two drops. All right. So last week, somebody called in and accused me. I know you find this very, very difficult to understand, Alderman, but somebody accused me of saying a naughty word on the radio. And I did not say that naughty word. So I found what I said, and here's what I said during the second segment of last week's show. This is what I said coming out of a break, agreeing to the caller's comment. Go ahead, Sam. Spot on. Okay, so I said spot on. Okay, now
this actually is going to get funnier.
No, so then coming out of the third break, going into going into Northwestern basketball because we had a dead hard out. We had to get out at a certain time, right? So I said spot on during the first break, and then during the third segment, I told our listener, like I'm telling you, hey, we got to wrap this up because go, Sammy. I got a hard out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a spot on and a hard out, and I got accused of saying dirty words and the listener obviously
doesn't know radio lingo.
Hard out. That's not what she said that I said.
I know, but that's radio lingo, right?
That's radio. We have a hard out at 10:45 because I got to get to Mr. Cat for the Northwestern game. So I just wanted to clarify to the 630.
I don't even think that's a swear word at the end of the day anyway.
Hard out is not, but they didn't think I said that.
I don't even think they came up with something else. Said is a swear word.
I'm not going there. I'm just saying, there's the audio proof that I was a good boy. 312-981-7200 on that occasion. 312-981-7200. Mike wants to call with his experience with that. Alderman, you got to go raise some funds to buy police vests. CPDmemorial.org. CPDmemorial.org. Please donate. I bought a vest. Whatever you can, donate. Let's help Alderman O'Shea buy these men and women vests to protect them. Thanks for coming, buddy. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call. Text line. I'm going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to get all of the sponsors' contact information. Let's jump over to the text line real quick. 41st Ward is strong on the northwest side. Okay, great. Please tell me the real estate attorney that is spelled David Schluter. That's S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. His phone number is 630-285-5300. 630-285-5300. 773, how about just get off your fat beep and flip some switches? Why does everything have to be automated? Smart this, smart that. That's ridiculous. Okay, yeah, all right, that's...
What?
That's, I got to make money, so...
That's one way... I don't know. Here, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's tough to get off my fat tuchus and turn off a light.
Say that again, Dave.
Tuchus. it's a Yiddish word meaning rear end. Mm-hmm. It's tough to get off my fat tuchus to go turn the lights off when I'm sitting at Rosebud or having dinner and the lights are on in my basement and I'm not there. Okay, sure. It's tough for me to turn the lights off in my kid's house when I'm not there. It's tough for me to maybe when I'm on vacation and nobody knows I'm not in the house to turn the lights on and off to make it look like I'm not there. Okay, when I'm not there.
Exactly.
So this is a security issue as well, where you could tie in cameras and everything else to make sure what's going on in your house when you're not there. It's a safe operational organization.
That's what I'm saying. Energy. Don't forget about that.
What?
Safe operational organization?
Yeah, say that 10 times.
Organization.
Quick. I don't want to.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, David. And you?
I am tremendous. Thank you for asking. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, I listened to you talking with App and about App, and I just want to relay a recent interaction I had with them. I've used them in the past, but recently one of my units in my three flat lost a microwave, over the range microwave went out.
Sure.
So I, obviously, it's the kind of thing I would generally install myself and not call somebody in. But I started shopping around, and I went online and checked out one of the big box stores for the replacement that I was interested in, and got their number and their delivery charge and this and that and whatnot. And they didn't dispose of the old and this and that. Anyway. I then thought, I went online and went to App, found what I was looking for, and to make a long story short, I actually bought the thing. This is like at 11:30 in the morning. I actually bought the thing for delivery at no cost and at a less price than what the big, the basic cost was at the big box, I then ordered it from App and by delivered, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon it was delivered.
Same day delivery, yes.
You know, I was thinking I had to be around here the next day, you know, to get the delivery. Within a couple hours, they had that delivered to me. Some operation. And my point is also that you don't have to buy a truckload of appliances to get that kind of service. You know, it comes with an over-range microwave purchase under a couple of $100.
Yeah.
So, it's an awesome operation.
No, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you calling in, listening to the show, and we're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaner. That's cool. And I'll tell you what, when we opened up our office on Randolph and in Chicago, and we opened up our office in Northbrook on Dundee, I went to Apt. I called my guy, right? Everybody's got a guy. It was before I knew you.
Hopefully it's me now. Yeah.
And I got a guy. You know, I bought 2 refrigerators and 2 microwaves, right? Nothing special. Next day, they're there. I mean, it's great. I'm like, I don't need anything special.
You see their trucks all over Chicago.
All over Chicago.
Here's what you taught me, Lou. You're all in-house. So your service department is your employees.
Yeah, we don't outsource.
Your delivery service is your delivery service. So they don't outsource anything. They have full control. Everybody else that you deal with it's all sub, meaning it is.
In this day and age, it's unheard of for
but
us
you
to
don't
have
the control.
The
you guys have control.
Correct. Complete control of the experience. Thank you.
So I want to talk to you real quick, Joe, about the texters that came in, because we kind of teased at the beginning of the show. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, when Jeremy was in here, a lady texted in. I forgot her name. She put her name on the bottom of the text.
Beth.
Okay, that's how I know it's a lady. She gave us a picture, sent in a picture, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line, that showed her kitchen that had a backsplash with a faucet and a window right above it that hundreds of thousands of millions of homes have the same type of setup. And her challenge was the water was from the sink was getting splashed up onto the window and onto the backsplash. Say that 10 times quick. And she was having some type of challenges. So you called and just walk our listeners through, because I want to prove to our listeners that this show is here to help our listeners solve their home improvement, real estate challenges. What was the solution to that listener?
Well, I guess the thing that I want to point out most, David, is that because they were able to contact us and send us their picture and send us their question, it's a no-brainer for us to send them our contact information. So I called up, left them a message, just making sure they were taken care of. And then Jack, her husband, gave me a call, and we went through the whole process of what he could do to fix that window.
And that was a simple
and
fix.
Then I even set Jack up with our Sherwin-Williams rep to get the right finish for that window.
But it was a simple finish that somebody could.
Oh, absolutely. He was doing it himself. And we even talked about how he's going to tie it back into the backsplash and the whole thing. So
okay.
Our point is just that. What a joy it is to be able to help these people remotely, if you will.
Okay. Right? And then a couple weeks ago, last week, The lady with the deck,
the realtor Jill was in here, and the question came in from the listener, I forgot the name, but can I fix this deck, or
right.
do I have to redo the whole thing before I'm going to list my house in spring? And Jill confirmed right here, right then, she didn't need to do the whole deck. We can fix that deck up and make it look as good as new.
And we asked her if she could take a picture of the deck and send it in. There was snow.
Oh, yeah. And she had old pictures from the summer that she could let us see the deck. And the deck looks fine. And Jill is actually set up to meet with our painter, MegaPro's painter, in March, April.
But other companies would have possibly have gone out there and said, oh, this deck needs to be ripped up.
So in other words, if somebody asks you to rip their deck up, you're going to go in there. They're going to go in there and say, "Rip the deck up." We're taking kind of a different approach to help you get what you want and need at the same time.
And then another listener sent in a picture last week.
The barn.
The barn.
All right, the barn is fascinating. It's in Hawthorne Woods. It was built in 1830.
Wow.
Okay, 1830, and it's just this guy bought into a beautiful piece of property, and now he's going to convert it into some kind of event space and that kind of thing. But the question was to keep the floor the way it is or fix it up. We had the opportunity to meet with him and actually a wood expert from MegaPros go through the options. The guy is very, very skilled himself.
What did you call him before, Joe? You called him a wood...
Wood wizard?
The wood wizard,
the
yes.
The wood wizard went good. With us. It actually is fascinating. You can make wood gray in 24 hours by putting fertilizer on it, meaning that's the kind of stuff this guy knows. But we were able to walk through the different kind of finishes and applications. He can keep that wood looking old, but yet clean it up. Then I had the opportunity to talk to Igor, and the same thing.
Mr.
Floor. And he confirmed that there are products that he can add to it to give him more options.
1830, a barn from 1830.
It's absolutely
almost a 200-year-old barn.
You know what's cool, though? Hawthorne Woods, if you go through Hawthorne Woods, beautiful. I never realized it before, but their municipal building is an old, refurbished barn.
It's gorgeous.
All right? It's fascinating. The whole community's cool, but this barn sits in it, and it's incredible.
So 815 would like to know, Joe, best in your opinion, best sealer to use on stamped concrete patio for do-it-yourself. So a stamped concrete patio.
To refer the best, I really couldn't do it. I would say...
Call Andreas.
You have to... So in other words, I would refer Andreas for that, only because I can tell you which one, the last one we used, but I don't know if it's the best any longer.
Andreas and Son, Robert Andreas and Son, is the concrete company of the show.
Yeah, and I hate to be vague, but that would be my expert.
All right, we'll try to get...
honest answer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and we'll try to get Byron Andreas on the line. I'll call him during the break.
Yeah, but tell him just talk a little bit. Just answer the question. I don't want
to
hear how his mother-in-law's doing or whatever he wants to
talk about. All right, 312-98. I'm sure he'll appreciate
it. Answer the question.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mike in Ogle County, we're going to pick you up after the break. Got a question about home improvement loans. Right, Brad Ferre, our sales rep. Right, he got lost coming to the studio. 312-981-7200. He doesn't realize it's Saturday. He thinks it's Friday. But don't tell him. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid, we're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Now listen, pretty baby. We just got to get some more.
David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to shoot out to Ogle County. Sorry, Mike, how are you, buddy? Home improvement question.
Good, yeah. No, actually, it's about, I paid off my house about a year ago, and I'm looking to get a loan for doing home improvements and also paying off credit cards.
Okay.
Is it best to do a home equity loan or remortgage part of the house?
It's a great question.
The bank?
It's a great question. How much credit card debt do you have?
About 20 grand, and I'm looking at taking out about 80, and the home value is roughly around 300,000.
Okay, so the question for you is, you need a $100,000 loan to accomplish what you want to accomplish, which is 33%.
Yeah.
Of loan to value, right? 100 against 300 is 33%. So you're going to get a super low rate as long as you have good credit, right? So what I would recommend is, since you're taking out $100,000, which seems like a lot of money, I would go into a fixed rate loan. You could get into a 30-year fixed loan today. You'd have a fixed rate loan at about, the payment would be a little, right around $500. Okay? Can you afford that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the mortgage on the house was about $1,800, but I paid that off in 20 years.
Okay, so if you double up the payment, you know, when you have extra money, you can pay it. If you were looking at a smaller loan amount, I'd recommend a line of credit. But since you're going for that big of a loan, I'd recommend a 30-year fixed loan that we could help you with. So hang tight, buddy, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jeff and Downers, how are you, Jeff? How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning. I have a question about your recommendation for cement, concrete garage floors that are facing extreme pitting, you know, where the top surface is separating from the aggregate and it's all just chipped off.
Joe?
So, again, I'm going to defer to Byron Andreas. they're sponsors of the show, David. Yeah. They're going to be in here next week, I think.
2 weeks or 3 weeks. I've got a phone number for you, bud. All right. You ready, Jeff?
But here's the reason, though. I mean, he's the guy who's walking through this stuff every day. He's right. Specific to concrete.
He grew up in the business. His father and grandfather started.
It's like third generation.
Right. It's an unbelievable story. Right. Robert Andreas and Sons is, I think his father was in the airborne in World War II. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he knows 82nd
Airborne.
Concrete.
But he's the concrete savant. All right. Here's the phone number. 708-863-5735. 708-863-5735. They do something, Joe, top coating?
I'm not even going to say that because I don't know what process he would use in this condition. I'm not trying to be vague. I'm telling you he's the expert.
That's what I love about it, though. These guys who do, like the concrete, Andreas and Sons, like Mr. Floor, they knows more about their and than anybody
Steve,
else.
Steve, I used
it's
to
unbelievable.
Pour concrete. I know concrete, but I don't know it like him. Byron does.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Not up to date with it. So.
I mean, so you're really good at it. You work on it, but he knows more than you because that's
absolutely.
What he does. It's amazing what these guys know.
Right.
Are you good there, Jeff? Did you get the number?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
So, hold on.
Appreciate what you do.
Repeat it back to me, buddy. I want to make sure you got it, because people take down wrong numbers.
I got Andreas and Sons. That's all I need.
No, it's Robert. It's Robert Andreas and Sons. 708-836-5735. Yeah. I'll tell you what. We'll take your information.
836-5735. Perfect.
Attaboy. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to MegaPros. That's MegaPros call and text line. Steve, you wanted to cover something real quick about free tax return preparation?
I did, because it's really about what people should know about tax returns. And one of the things is that the IRS, if you make less than $60,000, there's free tax return services out there. People don't understand that.
Our listeners don't know. I never heard of that. Where do they go?
Well, they could go to the IRS. I have a kind of caught me off guard here because I don't have it. I started a tiny URL. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the tiny URL, which is /free tax return. So tinyurl.com/free tax return.
Why is your nickname Tiny?
Yeah, what's with the Tiny? I don't understand that.
You know, that's a service that you can, instead taking a very long URL number for a website and making it small so people can find it.
Okay,
if
our listeners want more information, because I didn't understand anything you just said, right. What phone number should they call for?
312-664-6649.
Okay. Steve, bottom line, you can get your tax return done for free?
For free, yes. There are a lot of free options. You make less than $60,000 a year. It's tinyurl.com/freefile2020. That's where you go.
Okay.
I'm still stuck on the tiny thing.
All right. Well, Lou, we got a text from your grandmother, 312. Lou at Apt is absolute best. Most honest and helpful salesman I've ever met. I'm glad you have him on the show today.
I'll take it.
And then we have this from 773. I have a 4x6 foot, 4 foot by 6 foot niche into which my fridge fits in. Okay?
Mm.
If you buy at Apt, do they provide service to hook up the fridge in spaces such as this? Thanks, Tina from 773.
Yes, we do. We install everything we sell.
Okay. So there you go.
Wait, be careful with that. So we get into...
If they make it, of course.
Well, no, yeah, but you have to watch that 6 foot thing, right? So a lot of times there's backlash if somebody has to redo that opening, right?
Then I'll call you.
Exactly what I'm trying to tell you is that we get into that place where somebody has called, maybe not you guys, but they bought a refrigerator and you're 2 inches shy of that cabinet. I'm sure you've seen it.
Of course.
So measuring is key. That's why.
Absolutely. And please tell your app guy when you get there exactly what that measurement is from the floor.
Yes. Well, their app guy will be Lou. So here we go. Joe, here's one for you from 847. Who is your handyman service? You have a handyman for the day. So why don't you give out that information on the bottom of the text
line? I'm sorry. Yes, MegaPros does have a handyman service. We have a handyman for a day price tag of $750.
What does that include?
You send us a list of all those things you want done around your house. We're going to tell you how many of those we can get done. And at the end of the day, you don't pay for travel time. You don't pay for anything else. You just pay us for $750 and we get all your stuff.
Flat rate.
312-981-7200.
Let me correct one thing, David. Yeah. That it's $69,000 and under, not $60,000. So if you make less than $69,000, there's free services. And again, go to that tinyurl.com.
That's a large portion of the listening audience.
Yes, it is.
That's nice of you to say that.
Yeah, it's all free.
I had no idea. No, I never heard of that until now. 815, does Mega do any work in Joliet?
I believe so. Yeah, please call in. Aurora, we're doing... I don't know if we're getting a Joliet yet.
Okay, so call 847.
Yeah, please, call the office or go to the website.
All right, hang on. Here's Mega.
847-658-8989.
You see all these people telling us not to say phone numbers anymore?
Right. 630, I'm looking to buy a new CD player for our stereo. Can I buy one at Apt? Are they even making CD players anymore?
They're still making a few, and we got them.
Are they Blu-rays or are they regular?
Blu-rays for video, for video playback, but we definitely got, you know, CDs for music.
All right, if our listeners want to reach you, we got to get out of here in under 60 seconds or Sammy's going to cut us off. We have a hard out in about 45 seconds. So if people, if our listeners want to reach you, Lou, at the store, what number?
847-544-2538 or louatapp.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, if our listeners want to reach you, my friend, how do they reach you?
If you have a question, go to freeirsbook.com or call me at 312-664-6649.
Everything Mega, this is the number they called, Joe?
847-658-8989.
Everybody's getting my cell number when they call now.
Great job. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. We will be back next Saturday. If you have any questions, you could go to david at 56david.com for the show. I'll be more than happy to... get those to the right expert that we could get that question answered for you. Want to reach me? Give me a call during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to WGNDAVID.com for past shows and all the sponsor information. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back to that same old place.